gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring forth one of our favorite guys, one of our regular contributors, Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, field reporter here for the show. And that means the garage door is going to go open, and we're going to take your telephone calls and emails. If you've got a mechanical issue with your car, we would absolutely love to hear from you, because Mark can give you a free, and that's the key word here, a free over-the-air diagnostic opinion. He's got his stethoscope out, I noticed today, in addition to all his regular tools. So he's really looking for your calls here on Auto World. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, I'm going to play some interviews I recorded a little while back at the Greenwich Concours. And actually, I never aired them here on Auto World. So Matt, my great producer, has done a little bit of editing, and we've got them ready to go for the latter half of this hour. And you're going to hear a interview I did with a representative from Lexus, as well as a representative from BMW, about some really, really cool new products. But meanwhile, the toll-free contact line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're having a problem with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not running at all, you're getting a weird smell, a weird noise, it's not braking properly, it's not steering properly, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. We'll also throw out an easy trivia question here. We've asked this one before on the broadcast, but I want to honor Warren Tracy's request that I give out at least one trivia prize per show. So the famous muscle car, my good friend Matt Stone, ex of Motor Trend Magazine, this was his first car. I can't believe he had this as a first car. He had an Olds 442 convertible. What was the 442 designation? What did it stand for? All those three digits, the 4, the 4, and the 2, stood for something. What was it? 855-660-4261. Oh, I just checked. He's got his Swami hat on as well. Let's welcome Mark the Swami Evans to Auto World. Hey, how you doing, Mark? How are things in your neck of the woods?
I'm doing good, Bob. Just laughing. I got that nickname from one of our listeners and longtime callers and all, and good old Frank, huh?
That's great, right. Frank in New Mexico, who's probably listening to us right now. He calls you the Swami for good reason, and that's because you're one of the best auto mechanics, one of the best technicians, one of the best automotive repair talk show hosts in the business, and you've been doing automotive repairs since you were a young lad, more than 30 plus years.
Yeah, it's been isn't that amazing how time flies? 30 is my number plus, and it's amazing. You know, you take on that that love that I had many years ago, Bob. I thought, well, heck, I'm gonna take those junior high welding automotive classes back in junior high, and you know, back in the early 70s. It's amazing how far it's come, the automotive industry, and how far I've come, of course, just living, breathing it, you know, every day. And of course, as I say, talking on the radio and communicating with our listeners and people out there in our state that I live in. And it's amazing how much, not only do I read and books and of course the recalls that come into me, and of course the internet has got a lot of information too, and I get asked lots of questions all the time, and that's good. I think it's great because people are, the word blogging, you know, everybody blogs everything, and everybody's communicating and trying to find out more, trying to learn, and that's the thing. Back in my days, when I first started my own business, early 80s, actually, I went started really early in life, and a lot of people, we didn't have the blogging happening, and so a lot of people come in and hear, they'd ask me a question, and I'd answer it, and then, you know, I had no idea that I was actually talking way out of the left field to them. You know, they just stand there and look at me in a daze, you know. And today it's still kind of like that, though. I mean, with electronics and how cars have changed, I hear a lot that people say, well, I just bought a new car to me, Mark, but it's still used. It's an 07, 06, 08. But, you know, I pop the hood, Mark, and it doesn't even look like an engine anymore. And so I get a lot of questions concerning why this, why that. And, you know, noises are a big thing anymore. And, of course, that darn engine light, Bob, on the dash. Mm-hmm. Well, people say, you know, you've got the engine light on. Don't worry about it, you know, is what they're thinking. I just keep going. It's still running good. But then when it finally starts to miss or smell funny out the exhaust or gas mileage starts to drop, then they call us. They call the technicians in their repair shop, and it's too late. At that time, it costs, you know, huge, huge money. We hook up the scan tool, and we find out that they've got 3 to 4 trouble fault codes, and we have to then at that point say, you know, is it each electronic sensor that manages the engine running performance of a car or truck, each part has a fault code number on it. And mm-hmm. we have, as technicians, we have to figure out, you know, which, is it just one of those sensors that's bad, or is it all three?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it could be, like you and I have talked many, many times, it could be as simple as a silly gas cap. So, but it is a, you know, cars are better. Cars are running stronger, faster, better fuel economy, you know, which I've got to tip my hat to the engineers out there that have done this for all of us, because the gas prices just keep going up.
It is so true. That. There's no question about that, Mark. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. You've got a problem with your vehicle, Mark can help you out. Mark can save you money, because that's what it's all about here. You've saved a lot of people money over the years being on the air with me. And, you know, you mentioned the Internet. I get emails now all during the week, questions for you, and I forward them over to you, and you very graciously take care of those. And it's become that kind of a world with podcasting and with the on-demand capability of being able to listen to the show at different times. It's a great opportunity for folks to tap into the Swami.
For sure. I kind of my specialty, Bob, I didn't realize this until I actually was in business for about 4 years, and my customers that were coming in, I had, at that time, I had the old landline phones, you know, and the cell phones were the big old white, big old cell phones.
Sure.
And we just didn't happen. They were very expensive. But I had like 2 lines coming into my shop. And all I did was I ended up, of course, when you first start business, you're by yourself and you're taking the calls and all that. And then you're scheduling your own appointments. And then I'm going out mobile and I'm doing repair at people's houses. And that's how I started. And it's funny, I was sitting there, you know, and then I ended up getting a shop, and I hired technicians, and we still went mobile, plus we had the shop. But it's amazing. I had customers tell me, that's all you do anymore, Mark, is you're sitting there talking on the telephone, helping people over the phone. And I said, wow, you know, absolutely. So it's basically like a talk radio program, but people were calling in to the telephone, and I was answering and fielding their questions. And I always felt that was the way to do it, where a lot of shops back then and still today, when you do call, you know, into your favorite shop, you kind of want to know what kind of like we're doing here today, what's going on with my car? I've got this noise or my light's on. You just really don't call and say, hey, I've got $500 in my pocket. When can I get in to give it to you?
Very good, Mark. We'll take a time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Mark Evans, the Swami. You're not going to want to miss it.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live with Mark Evans, ASC Certified Mechanic. Our go-to guy, if you've got something wrong with your vehicle, if you're riding around right now listening to News Talk 1540KXEL, and you've got something wrong with your vehicle, we'd love to hear from you. If you've been to your local mechanic or dealership and they've told you you got to spend thousands of dollars and you don't have the money or you're questioning the diagnosis, Mark can help you out. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261 from anywhere in North America. And if you log on to BobLongRadio.com, if you're listening to us anywhere in the world, we have the telephone number listed right there at BobLongRadio.com. We have an international caller line now, so go on to Bob Long Radio, click on Auto World, and you'll see the international caller line number. We also got the trivia question out there, an easy one. The Olds 442, what did the 4 and the 2 stand for? So far, we've had a number of people get 2 out of 3 correct, but we're looking for somebody to get 3 out of the 3 elements correct. And a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage awaits you. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Mark, got an email here from a gentleman in New Hampshire who has a snow tire question. The gentleman's name is Paul, and he wants to know if he's got a front-wheel drive vehicle. He's got a Ford Taurus, and my producer Matt can relate to this because Matt also has a Taurus, although not his first choice of vehicle. Does he have to put 4 snows on the vehicle since it's front-wheel drive, or can he get away with just 2 snows in the front? What's your opinion on that one?
Well, it's a great question because we're getting ready to go into that that cold winter word, and we're going to see some snow, I think, this year for sure. I definitely, both front and rear wheel drive, Bob. I you know, front wheel drive definitely. I'd recommend. You know, you can get by with snow tires and have them studded on the front, but if you don't really have the snow tires on the back and or studded, the back end sometimes won't, you know, you go around that corner, you might have the back end coming around to meet the front end. So I definitely recommend in today's world too, cost-wise, they sell so many tires, Discount Tire and all the, I think Tire Rack's another company, they sell so many snow tires, especially mm-hmm. this time of year, that the price is down far enough that I definitely would recommend to put snow tires all the way around. And another point, too, on that, Bob, on the word snow tires, to save money, and it's actually a good resale thing, too, for your car. If you don't really know how long you're going to keep your car, but, you know, you end up keeping your car 3 to 4 or 5 years, go down and have 4 snow tires mounted on another set of used wheels, and then all you have to do at that point, and the tire stores today put them, the used snow tires, wheels and all, in bags, and you can just, you know, put them in the corner of your garage. Come time when it's time to put them on again, all you got to do is load those puppies up. The tires are already mounted on the used wheels that are real inexpensive at the junkyards today. Mm-hmm. And you just take the stock wheels and steel billet radials off, put those back in the corner of the garage, have them put the snow tires all the way around, and you're off and running again. And you're safe. And one thing about not only the word snow tires on acceleration, so you don't get stuck or have better control when you're driving, but the biggest word is braking. You know, that's mm-hmm. oh, I've been there, you know, white knuckled on the steering wheel when you gotta push the whole brake pedal on the big old three-seated bus Suburban that I own, and it's sliding, and I can't get it stopped. So your traction's not only, you know, a word for going forward and get going and steering, but you definitely want to stop, too. So I definitely recommend to everybody, if they, you know, can definitely afford it, get 4 snow tires all the way around. Rear-wheel drive cars, same thing. Put some snow tires on the front, and then you'll have
good advice,
good control.
Mark. 855-660-4261. Let's go to our first caller in Nebraska, and it's Helen. Helen, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing today?
Great. I have some questions about a 94 Caravan. My brake fluid is usually low, and my steering wheel fluid is the same. I'm not having any particular trouble so far as almost getting into any accidents, but I'm concerned what might need fixing.
Definitely. Helen, I'm glad. Thanks for calling. This is a great question because brake fluid is a big part of, you know, stopping. And when your brake fluid is low on a 94 Dodge Caravan, you have front and you have wheel cylinders, they're called, on the back. And those wheel cylinders, what's going on is you have one or two wheel cylinders in the back. They're seeping out and leaking just a little bit. And that's, and or you could have your brake master cylinder also leaking. So here's what you can do, Helen, yourself. It's really easy. Just in the daytime, just bend down and take a look on the back side of your wheel, on the right and the left wheel on your Dodge Caravan, and see if it looks wet, like somebody squirted oil on the back of the wheel there where the backing plate is. If you see wet on the right or the left side, that's where your problem is. And all you need is a rear brake job. They can go in and replace the brake shoes and put a new wheel cylinder on, and you won't have a low brake fluid anymore. And you know, those days, Helen, that one time that you don't check your brake fluid and it's too low, that one time when it's too low, you go to stop, you won't have a brake pedal. And again, you won't get stopped. So just look for that wet juice, I call it, on the back wheels, and that'll help you get her fixed.
And I may need, two things on the rear?
Yes, it's called wheel cylinders.
Wheel cylinder and shoes.
Yes, Which, they will see that, the technician in the shop, they will see that wet brake fluid, and everything will be wet with brake fluid, and they'll see that, and they'll just recommend to you that you need wheel cylinders and brake shoes.
And what about the steering wheel fluid?
Yes, the steering wheel fluid. Yes, same thing there. And I'm going to actually, you can do this yourself too. You're going to have a flashlight for this one. Just pop your hood, grab a flashlight. And you know where you fill your power steering fluid there, that reservoir? There's a return line. And usually on those Dodge Caravans, the return line leaks. So all I want you to do is look, take your eyes, go to the back of that reservoir where you're pouring your power steering fluid in. Just look in the back and take your eyes and follow the rubber hoses. There will be two of them. And just look. Those rubber hoses should be dry looking, not wet. And as soon as see the one that's wet, that's the one you need to replace.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the call, Helen. And Mark, stay with us. That's my daughter coughing in the background. That's Lucy. Lucy, say hello. That's right. Mark's on the air. Radio, radio, radio. More with Mark straight ahead.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here live on Auto World. Mark Evans joins us. We were scheduled to play a couple of interviews that I did a little while back in this segment with a representative from Lexus and a representative from BMW, but we're getting a slew of calls, so we'll see if we can help some more people out. Mark is staying after school, so to speak, for one more segment. So let's go to our next caller listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, and it's Scott. Scott, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Just fine dandy. Now I get to talk to you guys. I got a 5.4 Triton motor and a F-150. It's a 2005 with about 85,000 miles on, and spark plugs. Is it time for spark plugs?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for calling. That's an awesome truck. Got a lot of power, and you're absolutely right. 85,000 miles, you're due for some spark plugs. And another thing I would look at, too, Scott, to keep that gas mileage up for you is you probably have an automatic transmission in it, and I definitely recommend to get a transmission service too. That tranny fluid of 85,000 miles, that transmission filter inside in that transmission has got to be literally 90% plugged up by now.
Okay.
So get that done. Definitely. And another thing, too, they've got a great, HyperTech is the brand, they've got a great PROM, hot rod chip, I call it, aftermarket, that you can put in that F-150 to get the mileage up, too, and you have a little bit more torque also.
Right. Get some wheelie bars, too. Okay. Yeah, all right. 10-4. After that. Oh, yeah.
We gotta make sure, dude.
You know, I'm just trying to get the thing to, you know, get me to get the ice cream home before it melts, and you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do all that other stuff, and I'll get the parachute and the wheelie bars. Okay. good.
Sounds
deal,
good,
you know?
Scott. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, there, you know, it's a Ford 150 hot rod Lincoln, you know, and I swore that hot rod Lincoln at full length too.
Very good.
I demand that. Okay, you guys take the rest of the night off. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott. Our telephone number, one more time here, as we'll squeeze in another caller or two, hopefully at 855-660-4261. Mark is staying overtime here. I'm staying overtime as well, as we were originally going to play an interview. We'll still play one of those interviews, but if you've got a problem with your vehicle, Mark is here to help you out. The garage is open. He's got his stethoscope out. He doesn't put on that stethoscope that often. What do you do with that stethoscope anyway, Mark?
You know, that stethoscope I'm wearing, Bob, that thing has got to be at least 34 years old. That was one of the requirements of the tools I had to have to do college back in the day. it's an oldie but a goodie. And, I also have that little white, the doctor's robe that you put on, too. I slide that on every once in a while, and you put the stethoscope on, and you look like a real doctor, and that, I guess I am when it comes to the metal of the cars today. And, you know, Scott brought up some great question about should I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. Should I and when, I guess, huh?
And that is the big question with a lot of things in life, yes.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And that we have, all of us have so many things we can put our money into, you know, to just live life. And it gets down to if you kind of, you know, put it off when it comes to your car or your truck, you know, like Scott, all of a sudden, you know, that's why I kind of wanted to add a little bit of some more, not only replace spark plugs, but do the training service, because we got to make sure, Bob, that all our listeners have the fastest automobiles and the best gas mileage vehicles there is on the radio, you know.
You're absolutely right. There's no other way to go when a listener is a part of the Auto World family. They've got to have the fastest and most fuel-efficient and most reliable vehicle out there on the road.
For next time, you know, we hear from Scott, he'll probably be laughing and saying, hey, thanks, Mark, you just got me a speeding ticket.
Let's go to John, who joins us next here on Auto World. John, welcome to the broadcast, and we so appreciate you dialing us up. How you doing?
Great. Doing great tonight, and I just want to thank you for taking my call. I got an unusual question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2001 S10. It has 359,000 miles on it. What keeps it going? I have done nothing to it. I haven't changed a fluid in the transmission, hasn't done a filter, I change my oil every 3,000 to 4,000 miles and change the tires every 40,000 to 50,000 miles and just keep rolling down the road. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong?
Well, John, I got to tip my hat to you because you're the driver of it, and you're driving it correctly in order to get it to last that long. You know, you're not hot rodding that rig, you know?
Right,
That's the key. You're not abusing it is another word that I use a lot. And again, you say to yourself, wait a minute, I mean, I've got friends that they get rid of theirs at 70 to 90,000 miles because it's making noises. Well, it's all you, John, truthfully. You're not doing jackrabbit starts. You're not waiting till the last 10 feet to stop it. You know, you're not abusing it. You're not burning it up is the biggest key to it. But I got to warn you, though, sorry to say this, but I'm one of those, too. My Suburban's got lots of miles on it, and I don't abuse it. But, you know, that one day, all of a sudden, boom, something finally, that part finally gives up. And you just have to be ready for that, you know. You got to be ready for it. So.
Yep.
But you did mention you change your oil, and that's the biggest key right there. You're getting rid of, you know, like I've always said, Bob and I have talked about it, that the oil pan on our vehicles is the trash can. So, you know, you're getting rid of all the dirty oil, all the waste, and that's the key to it. And you're probably changing air filter, so it's getting good clean air.
Yeah. I mean, I do all the little maintenance and stuff to it. And, you know, I did have, when I had 200,000 miles on it, my service engine light soon came on. And I took it into the dealership, and it was like $1,600 worth of stuff. They were going to fix it. And I said, I got 200,000 miles on it. It ain't going to last me that much longer. So I didn't fix it. I took it the light on. Now,
very good.
You know, I don't know, you know, some of it was sensors and, you know, a lot of other things too, you know. But I just said, forget it. I ain't going to stick that money into it. It ain't going to last me that much longer. But here right. I am. I'm 359,000 miles and still driving down the road and no slip in the transmission, nothing, you know.
Oh, that's right. Do you do a whole lot of praying? That is the question.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway.
John, you're definitely living on the right side of the road, I'll tell you that.
Whatever you're doing something right. So don't mess around.
I'll write a book. All right. Well, appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call.
And
we'd love to talk to more folks as well. And Mark will be with us for a full hour in the not-too-distant future, maybe even next week as well, to take more of your calls and emails, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. That's the way you can send us an email anytime during the course of the week if something comes up with your vehicle and you need an instant answer. I can turn the emails around to Mark very quickly, and he will do the same because Mark's a first-class radio guy and a first-class mechanic, because that's the only kind of folks that we have here on the Auto World Radio Extravaganza, which is celebrating 20 years on the air. Can you believe it? And I'm only 25. How did that happen, Mark? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mark, we'll talk to you again real soon, probably next week. How's that sound?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Let's do it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And straight ahead, we're going to play an interview I did a little while back. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I've been coming to this show since I'm based out of the Boston area for most of it, 17 years, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman many, many times. It's always great to chat with Clark Lance, who's the Eastern Area Training Manager for Lexus. Hey there, Clark, how are you doing?
Just fine. Good afternoon.
Well, number one, I walked in this morning and I said, Clark's got an LFA.
We do, and it's pretty exciting.
That is just a spectacular vehicle. I have seen them, of course, at the international auto shows, and I have heard of a number of celebrities taking deliveries of these vehicles. But what a great showpiece for the Lexus brand, from its power plant to its interior to its electronics to its construction.
The thing that I'm proudest of that we talk about the most with this car is that it was truly a from-the-ground-up project. There's no parts bin engineering in this car. Every component was designed for a purpose, to build a car that would deliver the performance that was expected. So it's pretty exciting, and every part of it has something to talk about that's special.
A V10 power plant, and it was actually tuned exhaust-wise by the music folks at Yamaha.
That's correct. Our parent company, Toyota, has had a long relationship with Yamaha. Of course, they have a wonderful history in the music business. The Yamaha piano in my own home. And this engine was a collaborative project with them, and they not only helped Lexus with the mechanical parts, the parts that make horsepower, but also the parts that make the music. Yeah.
That's great. Everybody should check that one out, and everybody should also check out all the other cool things that you've got on display here. Give us a little verbal walk around your display here at Greenwich.
The newest product on our display is the new GS, which launched in February of this year, GS 350, and the car has done just wonderfully. It was the oldest sedan in our lineup, was ready for a new model, and the car has done extremely well in the first 4 months of sales. A more modern design, a little more responsive driving experience, but still a fuel-efficient, practical car for everyday use. It's not a race car. We don't want it to be, but we want it to be a deliberate driving experience that people will be excited about, but still deliver traditional Lexus qualities.
And there's lots of different variants that you can get, and including an all-wheel drive variant. It's very bold styling, kind of, again, taking off on some of the more recently introduced products, including the LFA. I mean, there's some styling cues from that.
Yes, the single biggest surprise for most folks is the front, the spindle grille, as we will call it, because that design will now navigate across our entire product line. There was a little bit of it in CT when we launched that a year ago. The GS has it. The RX has been redesigned to have the spindle grille. The LS will be redesigned in the fall. And some of those same components are on the LFA, the same shape. Yeah. So the front of our cars across the line will have a similar kind of face.
Excellent. So you've got the GS, you've got the LFA. What else have you got?
We have RX, which is the traditional, very successful car for Lexus. 12, 13 years ago, that segment of the industry didn't exist.
Exactly.
And I can probably say that our company saw an opportunity and built a car that a lot of people were not sure about, luxury-oriented station wagon, all-wheel drive kind of car, and it defined the market that every manufacturer has chased. And I think the RX is still the benchmark in that segment, several different variations. And we'll introduce an F-Sport version of that car, a little more responsive driving experience, with the new styling cues on it in July and August. So the newest variation of RX shows up then.
That's great. And like you said, it invented a whole new category, the crossover, and you guys have done so well with it, and it's the one that everybody looks at to compete against. The other area that, of course, Toyota and Lexus has done so well with is hybrids. I mean, you guys offer more hybrids and have a big share. Matter of fact, Prius, which now has multiple different incarnations, the Prius V as well as the Prius C, is the best-selling, by far, hybrid vehicle of all time.
It is, and it seems like the motoring press in the last several months has now decided that Prius is a volume car. Prius family of cars, and in the Lexus family we have multiple hybrid vehicles. RX hybrids have been around now for 5 years, doing very well. We're going to introduce a GS hybrid in a month or so. Wonderful car, delivers 35 miles per gallon in normal kind of driving conditions. And then of course we also sold today, we have the CT, which has been with us for a little over a year, and that car delivers Lexus-like quality and features, but will deliver 40-plus easy miles per gallon, close to 50 if you try.
That's pretty good. What are folks saying here at Greenwich as they walk into the Lexus area? What vehicle is sparking the most attention?
Well, clearly the LFA. That's a car that has had not a lot of public awareness,
yep.
A lot of press. Some of the key auto shows saw the car, but there haven't been too many venues where people have been able to get up close to that car, touch it, talk about it, learn about it. It's a very low production car, 170 coming to the U.S., so it's not a vehicle we've been able to show off, and this is one of the few times here in the East when we've been able to let public come and see the car. We get to talk about it, talk about the exciting story that goes with it.
It's so true. I get the opportunity to go to most of the international auto shows here in North America, and you don't always see an LFA on display, so it's a real treat for folks to see it, just to see the styling, just to see the take a look at the material. I mean, this vehicle is made of all advanced materials, from carbon fiber to magnesium. It really is a tour de force.
It is. It is. It was an opportunity for the company to showcase their engineering, and they didn't want to leave any stone unturned, and as I mentioned earlier, every component was designed from scratch for that car, and it has a very exciting story to talk about.
Let's talk about the award. I assume that you're going to be giving out here tomorrow. Are you still doing that?
We have the Innovation Award.
Yep.
Yes, and it's what's fun about innovation is that you don't have to look at modern cars to find innovation. It's throughout our industry, and there's cars on this field today that in their day were innovative, and some of the concepts are still innovative today. Not every one of them will get developed in its time, and it may be another company 10, 15 years later that takes that idea and takes it to market with success.
One of the things that really makes the Greenwich Concours so special is, number one, the setting right here on Greenwich Harbor, and the fact that there are some spectacular yachts on display, racing yachts, and also the fact that the integration of the new cars with the classic cars, and also it's a two-day event. Most Concours events are just a single day, Clark, but this is a special one with 2 days, each individual, each devoted to different varieties of vehicles.
I agree. It's a great. Our industry has a great history, and wonderful brand names have come and gone over the years. Many of them have stayed around, but both European nameplates, some now Asian nameplates that have heritage to talk about as well, but certainly today, all these domestic American brands out here have a wonderful story.
When you talk about hybrid technology, like hybrids have actually been around for quite some time. Matter of fact, if you go back to the early days of the 20th century, the early 1900s, there were actually combinations of internal combustion engines with electricity. But certainly the Lexus and Toyota brand has really continued to evolve battery technology, continue to evolve the drivability aspects of the hybrids. I mean, from that first Prius, first generation, we're now three generations in to what we're seeing now in the Toyota lineup as well as the Lexus lineup. You guys have come a long way in a very short period of time.
It's evidence of the foresight of the company to look long-term. 10 to 12 years ago, not too many people were following us into the hybrid world, but now virtually every manufacturer is going that way. It really is the only viable alternative to have a significant increase in fuel consumption across your product line with basically no compromise in operation. And you can do it with a little car, you can do it with a big car. And in fact, you can even retain the fun to drive factor, which is evident in a car like the CT. A lot of fun to drive. And that's the nice thing about it. It requires nothing from the operator, and there's really no downside to hybrid technology. If indeed the price of the two cars were the same,
mm-hmm.
the standard non-hybrid car would not exist. There'd be no reason for it to stay there.
That's true. Let's talk a little bit about the CT. I'm seeing more and more of them around. It's a cool-looking vehicle.
I think it's a nice-looking vehicle, and it's fun to drive. It's Lexus-like to drive, has all of our standard features that our Lexus owners have come to enjoy. Nothing has been deleted from the car that you would expect in a Lexus, yet it delivers amazing fuel economy, and it has, a very high fun factor to drive. It's a very nimble, very small car. And, in fact, the car that's in our tent today competed at the Green Grand Prix at Watkins Glen in April.
No kidding.
And delivered 58.2 miles per gallon for 3 hours on the Watkins Glen NASCAR circuit. So it doesn't require special driving habits to deliver amazing fuel economy.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.